Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good day and welcome. We are broadcasting live from American Family Fields of Phoenix here in Arizona, a spring training site of your Milwaukee Brewers who are out on the field. And we did change the camera angle a little bit for the Facebook Live. No longer on the field. It's back up here in the broadcast booth. Joining us here today is the general manager, the president and general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, David Stearns. Like I said, it's always like Groundhog Day when you and I get a chance to chat a little bit. How you been? Oop, let me get that up for you there. There we go.
You got me now? There we go.
Yeah.
The view's always the same.
Yeah.
It's always a good view out here looking at a Major League spring training field, but we're doing great. This is a fun time of year for us. It gets us a chance to get in some warm weather, see some baseball, have our entire organization in one place. It's a good time of year.
Yeah, we were talking off the air. You guys have grown your scouting department 2-3-fold since you took over in the last 5 years, right?
We have, particularly on the international side, and that's a space where we've invested a lot of resources, where we need to invest a lot of resources. And a lot of people think about the Dominican Republic or Venezuela. Really, it's the entirety of Latin America, and then it's Asia as well. So we have scouts all over the world who are doing everything they can to find us players to ultimately help us win games in Milwaukee.
So let's talk about this team, because how much does record, if anything, mean here in the Cactus League? Because really it's a lot of guys that are just trying to work on certain things. It just so happens that you guys are working on certain things a little bit better than other guys are working on certain things right now.
Yeah, I'd love to say that the record means a lot, but it doesn't. And we know that, and we don't really pay too much attention to wins and losses here. As you get closer to the end of camp, you'd like to have your regulars getting to a point where they're ready to compete on the big stage and once the regular season starts. But in terms of wins and losses, we're really looking to allow guys to get their work in, allow guys to get themselves back into premium athletic competition shape. We've been able to do that so far, and so if we can keep that going, that's great. The wins are a plus, but it's not something that we're really working towards in spring training.
So yesterday I'm sitting here watching the B game, and Adrian Hauser left the game. Now, he was up near his pitch count. I didn't want to speculate, but it just looked like there was some discomfort.
Yep.
Today he says it was just a stiffness in the thumb.
Yeah, that's all he had. He actually did some bunting practice a couple days ago where he bruised his thumb a little bit, and I think as he was going through his outing, it just stiffened up, and he figured, I've gotten to my pitch count, I've got my work in, let's cut it off there.
Right.
Anytime you have a trainer walk off the mound with a pitcher, I know it raises alarms, but in this case, it's really nothing at all, and we should be in good shape to get Adrian ready for the regular season.
You really don't have a lot of decisions when it comes to your starting rotation, right?
That's right. We're pretty locked in with the top four.
Barring injury, complete meltdown.
Barring injury, we're pretty locked in on the top four. And then the fifth spot right now is really between Eric Lauer, Freddie Peralta. Corbin Burns is in the mix a little bit, but maybe a little bit behind those two guys. So that's our decision on the rotation is how are we going to work through that fifth spot. The truth is all of these guys are going to make starts over the regular season. That's what we try to impress upon them throughout the spring. We know the opening day roster is important to everyone. We know lining up on the line in Miller Park on opening day against the Cubs means something to players. But at the end of the day, all of these guys are going to make a ton of starts for us, and all of them are going to need to pitch well for us to have the type of season we expect.
Eric Lauer with a nice outing the other day against the Reds.
Yeah, Lauer's been outstanding, and he's a guy who got here early. He new to our organization. We acquired him from San Diego. He got out here early. He's been working with our facilities, with our coaches, really since the middle of January, and it's paid dividends. He's in a really good spot right now. He's expanded his arsenal. He's expanded what he can do on the mound to get hitters out. That's been really, really helpful for him.
Talking with Brewers General Manager David Stern, so what battles are there? The back end of the bullpen?
That's probably right. The last couple spots of the bullpen are probably where we would look to the main battles in camp to the extent we have real decisions to make. We know what the top end of the bullpen is going to look like. We know Josh Hader is going to be there. We signed David Phelps. He's going to be there. Brent Suter is going to be in the bullpen. Alex Claudio is going to be in the bullpen. Behind that, we've got some decisions to make. We've got guys like Ray Black, who's got a great arm and out of options, and I think we'd like to keep him if at all possible. And then we've got a number of others who are competing for those last three or four spots in our pen. That's a good place to be. It allows us to evaluate what guys have done over the offseason, maybe some changes they've made, how they're progressing on certain things we're asking them to do. But similar to the starting rotation, all these guys are going to pitch for us this year. And we know that the way we work our pitching staff, the way we work our roster, we have guys going up and down to the minor leagues all the time. That's part of our strategy. It allows us to keep guys fresh. And so whether they make the opening day roster or not, the vast majority of guys who were running out there in spring training are going to see time in Brewers uniforms.
How much does this rule change the thought process via analytics?
In terms of the three-batter minimum?
Three-batter minimum, yeah.
We've had a lot of discussion about it. I'm of the opinion that it probably doesn't impact the game quite as much as maybe some people think. On our staff, for example, there's really only one pitcher who we may have shielded against opposite-handed hitters last year, and that's Alex Claudio.
Right.
He's still here. He's probably going to need to be deployed slightly differently than he was last year, but there are still going to be pockets in a lot of games where he's able to get two out of three hitters against lefties, or he's able to finish an inning against a lefty, and then Craig can make a decision as to whether he goes out there for the next inning. So I think it's going to alter maybe that particular player's usage a little bit, but at the end of the day, we haven't been a team that matches up a ton. We've allowed our guys to go multiple innings often out of the pen. And so I don't see this particular rule impacting us to a great degree.
I got a couple of questions here from people that kind of some of the things that we wanted to ask as well. But Cindy listening to us said, is there ever going to be a deal forthcoming for Christian Yelich? Everybody wants to see if you're going to keep Christian Yelich.
That's been a popular question this spring.
I know it's something that's very difficult to answer because there's going to be massive amounts of money involved.
Yeah.
But
so I'd say, look, the great thing I'd say is we know Christian's a Brewer for at least three more years, and we're excited about that. And,
right.
And so we know that he is going to produce a very high level. He's shown that, and he's going to be here for at least three more years. Christian's made it known that he loves playing in Milwaukee, and he loves what we do as an organization, and we love Christian. And so when you start from that foundation, that's a pretty good place from which to start. You know, how future discussions play out, how things go, really impossible to tell at this point. But I think both sides recognize that there's something unique here, and to the extent that sides can come together in the future and extend that partnership, I don't think anyone's going to look past that.
I guess the question becomes, because being in the market that we're all in, you have so much revenue
yep.
to go around. You have to then weigh how much he would cost you versus what you can then put around him.
That's right.
Is that the fairest assessment?
I think that's the right way to look at it. Is any time you're investing significant dollars in one particular player, it limits the dollars you can spread elsewhere. Now, Christian is an incredibly unique talent.
Right.
So,
if he has another MVP season, you know, with his age getting up there, he's not going to be the $500 million guy, but $300 million, $350 million is
out
of the question.
Sure. Christian is one of the best players in our league. And he's shown that now for multiple seasons. It's certainly our belief that he's going to continue to show that. And players who play at that elite level get compensated at a very high level. Where those talks head for us is probably a topic for another day, but we're thrilled that he's a Brewer right now. He's thrilled he's a Brewer, and certainly that's a really good place from which to start.
Mike wanted to know, you have a good relationship with John Horst.
Yes.
As another general manager. So when general managers begin to chat, is it just about families and teams, or is it you guys start to discuss player personnel?
We've had discussions all over the map, really, and a lot of them are just by text message back and forth. Some of them are because we know what each one goes through. We
right.
know the stresses and pressures of the jobs, and so It's checking in, making sure that everyone's hanging in there. But we certainly do talk strategy as well, and we have, and how we've looked to build our respective organizations. I have a tremendous amount of respect for what John has built there, for how the Bucks organization has risen during my time in Milwaukee. It's been incredibly fun for me to watch, and I think it's been rewarding for the entire community.
This one's from Brian, who says, Mark Attanasio had stated during his statements here that he has never said no when you've gone down the hall and said, hey, I want to acquire this guy. Do you feel that if you just wanted to make a deal, you can make a deal, or do you go to Mark first? And how much does then player personnel decisions and or the analytics go to Mark, to you, to Craig?
So Mark's been incredibly supportive my entire time here. He understands what our mission is, the baseball operations group. He's been supportive of our strategy. Part of that strategy is implementing discipline at the appropriate times. And then part of our strategy is pushing the envelope a little bit when opportunities arise, as they do sometimes with, for example, with the Yasmani Grandal signing last year. And so whenever we've come to him with those opportunities that may push the outer limits of what we can do, he's been supportive. In terms of how we make decisions, Mark's given me the autonomy to make decisions. And certainly it's my responsibility to consult him on decisions to make sure he's aware.
But the checkbook is in his desk.
Absolutely.
Right.
And supportive. And we have many discussions about the direction of our organization. Ultimately, Mark sets the ultimate direction, and I follow his lead. But in terms of baseball operations decision, Mark's been incredibly supportive about what we want to do over the last 5 years, and I imagine that'll continue.
Two more, and then I'll let you get out of here. One is the most competitive division in baseball. Is it the National League Central this year?
Yeah, no question. I believe so. I think we have four teams, really good teams in our division, four teams that can win this division, and it's going to be a fun ride.
And then the last one, and I said I'd ask it, a guy tweeted us and said he has seen you out a couple of times and has always wanted to buy you a drink, so what should he buy you?
So I'm a vodka drinker. So any vodka drink he wants to buy me,
so
I am,
you're hardcore, man.
I'm happy to have. I can't say I'm world's biggest drinker, but if I'm out with my wife and having a drink, it's probably some sort of vodka cocktail.
I smell like a Tito's or something like that.
That would be okay.
David, it's always a pleasure, buddy. Thanks
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for having me.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go.
Absolutely.
David Stearns, general manager, your Milwaukee Brewers, joining us for a couple of minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.